The Ethiopian government has agreed a peace deal with Tigrayan rebels after 2 years of fighting. The cessation of hostilities was announced in Pretoria, where the two warring sides have been holding negotiations. There was a surge in fighting before the diplomatic breakthrough mediated by the African Union. At least 500,000 people have died from fighting, hunger and disease related to the conflict in the region.
Today is the beginning of a new dawn for Ethiopia, for the Horn of Africa, and indeed for Africa as a whole. Let me hasten to thank God for this new dawn. We have seen in practice and actualization what we have tried to achieve for ourselves over the years. And that is African solution for African problems.
Let's bring in Femita Miller, who joins us live from Pretoria and has been covering these developments. Femita, what more can you tell us about this agreement?
Well, I think the key points of the agreement have come in the opening remarks from one of the mediators, the former Nigerian president, Obasanjo Olusegun, who has said that, number one, there'll be a silencing of the guns, which ultimately would provide a solid foundation for the preservation of Ethiopia's sovereignty as well as territorial integrity. That, of course, meaning the immediate cessation of hostilities. And also key, given just the some of the devastation and difficulties experienced during this hostility, the 2 years of conflict, is an immediate resumption of unhindered humanitarian access. We know that thousands of people have been killed. People have also been affected by the lack of supply of food and humanitarian aid in the Tigray region. And this is really has been a vital sticking point in terms of some of the difficulties that have occurred in the last 2 years. We know that Tigrayan representatives have, in these talks and to the media, have also said that Tigrayan people have not only been affected by bullets, that hasn't just killed people, but also the issue of hunger. So I think key in terms of these this negotiated settlement is the cessation of hostilities, the resumption of aid, people returning to their places of work, children returning to school. And both parties have said they would want the immediate implementation. And really what is key now is just how well this agreement is implemented.
Indeed, Femita. And how difficult has it been to reach an agreement, and where to from here?
Well, I think one comment from the South African Minister of International Relations and International Relations is Naledi Pandor, who had said in her remarks that she is one of the most relieved people in the room, given how sensitive these talks have been. And she, in fact, was reluctant for South Africa to host these peace talks just because of the dynamics involved, the different parties involved, and perhaps the background in terms of the ethnic difficulties with regard to the Tigrayan people and the federal government of Ethiopia. And that this has been very difficult. It has been 10 days of negotiations, and there hasn't always been official feedback around exactly what's happening. But some of what's come out of these talks is that it has been difficult getting to this point, and there were a number of sticking points, especially given that the Tigrayan people have had a very influential role to play in the politics of Ethiopia prior to 2018. They were the most influential, and that was before the Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed came to power, and that also changed that dynamic, despite a constitution allowing Tigrayan people potentially having a channel for secession ultimately. And this is also what contributed to some of the hostilities and people taking up arms. Now, again, what is important is the implementation of this agreement, given that there was cessation earlier this year, but that fell apart by August. And so what happens next, I think, will be watched very keenly. Also, given some of the international, of what people are calling, Ethiopian people are calling, international interference in the hostilities and conflict in that country. So those rumored to be involved, those officially involved, would also need to ultimately be party to this agreement. It wouldn't necessarily only be up to Ethiopian people, but also foreign actors that have involved themselves.
Fumita, the agreement is only a few hours old, if less than an hour old officially. How much confidence is there that it will actually hold?
Well, one of the interesting points from the Tigrayan representatives is that they've said they've had to make painful concessions, but this is in the interest of building trust between themselves and the federal government of Ethiopia. And it's quite interesting that they've used that wording, painful concessions, because I think we can conclude that this hasn't been the easiest agreement to come to, and perhaps the Tigrayan people are not entirely happy with all of the agreements put in place. Ultimately, yes, a cessation of hostilities, but we have also heard from some on the Tigrayan side who have said that they want, the conflict is one where there have been humanitarian abuses. We've also heard that kind of allegation from both sides, both warring sides against the other. But there has been difficulty in Tigrayan people wanting a greater voice in the federal government in Ethiopia, and also ultimately potentially some level of autonomy. So it's not certain if the agreement does accommodate all of their needs, but they haven't expressed entire happiness, but certainly putting the humanitarian situation ahead of perhaps the political ambitions.
Yes, speaking of that humanitarian situation, it's certainly been well documented. 500,000 people have died from various situations in terms of starvation or within the conflict itself. Is there hope that the agreement will alleviate some of that pressure?
Well, that is one of the key points reached in the agreement, that there will be an immediate access to humanitarian aid. We've heard during this conflict from the two warring sides, one saying, the Ethiopian federal government saying, the areas that they've taken over in the Tigray region, there has been humanitarian access, whereas Tigrayan people have said, well, that isn't the case at all. People outside of the country unable to communicate with family members within Tigray throughout this two-year period, and that's the claim that they're making. So we are hearing different pieces of information from those two sides, and also knowing that accessing that part of the country by the media hasn't necessarily been very easy. But what is important at this stage is the return to, at least to some extent, normality in that part of the country. Access to hospitals, access to food. We also know that the internet as well as mobile phone services have been out. There's been talk of electricity not being available. And so really what is key at this point is that assistance to the people of that region. Both sides have agreed to that the difficulties experienced, the severity of the conflict has impacted people very badly. And what is key at this point is to help people in that region.
Indeed. Thank you so much for bringing us up to speed. Fumita Miller, live for us in Pretoria, South Africa. Thank you.